We're talking with Chad Bloom, leader of the Grow Solutions Center here at Landis in Ralston. So Chad, we're here at this new Grow Solutions Center here in Ralston at the Landis Co-op here. Tell us a little bit about it and where it's come to get it to where we're seeing it today.
Yeah, so this is a stroke of genius in the way to bridge technology that's, you know, now and in the future that needs to become available for efficiency on the farm. So really it's a showcase of what we've got going on, what we're bringing to our farmer members, and what we're doing to try to change the trajectory of efficiency on their farm.
And of course the whole thing is driven around data. And it starts with, ironically, we're standing right next to a board that says, are you willing to share your data? And he has a yes, a maybe, and a heck no kind of thing going on. And that's got to be the first barrier you really got to look at with farmers across the board, whether it's your members or not, is how willing are they to share this data into a place that can be kind of almost like a library of what is, goes on across the country or across the state for sure.
That's absolutely right. I mean, we call it the Ag Data Locker, right? And it really is representative of what we're talking about, right? You have your locker. We're your co-op. We're a place for you to reside your data. You have the keys to determine whether you want to keep that data, you know, segregated, use it for your own farm, you know, make your predictions, use that data for analysis, or aggregate it so we can go out and talk to a downstream partner that's a, you know, that's interested in investing in sustainability in the Raccoon River watershed. And we can monetize that and we can turn it back into, you know, real dollars on the farm, right? And with data, then we can make decisions about where net loss acres are dragging you down, how we can layer programs, you know, so we know that maybe it's a cover crop program or maybe it's a walk-in access program or, you know, a carbon program that we can layer and drive profitability to acres that aren't doing much for your operation.
Of course, I'm sure the big question farmers are going to ask a lot is, what good is having my data in a place like this going to be for the future of agriculture?
Yeah, so the value to having it in a place like this is that you have your neighbors, right? I think it's your neighbors' data. It's aggregated for people that are, you know, working in the same challenging environment that you are. So when it's aggregated like that, you can put it to work to learn trends, to understand what's happening, to make predictions that are not just someplace else, but also just in your backyard.
So as this thing is going now and starting to get rolling, how are the members going to be able to use this going forward here? You figure basically the first big, huge event we got coming up in agriculture is this year's harvest. How are they going to be able to use what is gathered here to help them make great decisions in that time of year?
That's, you know, so two things. One, we've got a massive list of attributes that we'll collect. So these folks will have data points that they can, you know, parse out or focus in on or look at on mass balance. The second thing that I think is going to be super critical with having this Ag Data Locker is the Grow Solutions Center team that's going to help people enter data. Right? It's not going to be on their shoulders. They're going to have a partner in this Grow Solutions Center that's going to help them navigate those questions, right? And then also finding time to say, what can you tell me through these different analyses, right? So as we get into harvest, you know, we're obviously going to be looking at yields. We're going to be tracking what's happening. We're going to be helping them, you know, move data into that Ag Data Locker if they so choose. And I think that's going to provide a quick, you know, from the field to their data locker is going to be a quick turnaround. And then from the data locker to an analysis when they're ready to look at that data.
And also, it's been mentioned a couple of times today, and you mentioned it just earlier, is being able to monetize that data. Let's get in the drone and take a big, high bird's eye view of this. Because that's what farmers are going to hear. How can I make this pay for me in the long run, too?
Yeah, that's to me, that's going to be mission critical, right? So we know that the acres that are producing and are profitable are gonna be really profitable, you know. But I think, you know, in the thought leader panel, Amanda referenced it, we have the ability to be much more precise right now. So when we're using that precision discussion to say, I understand that these acres are a drag on your bottom line, I've gone out and we've partnered with ABC company or this NGO or maybe both of them to find a proprietary program that has, you know, different limitations, you know, less restriction than maybe a government program, but pays at a higher rate, you know? So I think using that data, using that precision information, and finding, and us having that data, by the way, aggregated, allows us to demonstrate to these downstream people, like, yeah, we have a lot of farmers and we have a lot of data on our farmers, and we can target, you know, that those geographies that you care about for your business, where you're sourcing and things like that.
And of course, the center has a lot of business partners in it as well. We look at Sukup, we look at Syngenta, we're looking at different companies that are involved. How is their partnership going to help benefit the farmers as well in this project?
Well, in my mind, there's two reasons. One, that they've gone through sort of a vetting process and are a trusted partner with their co-op. So people that are working for our farmers every day have looked at what the value proposition is of these partners. They've assessed what their offering is, and they've determined that, hey, this is something that we think will, on balance, work really well for our farmers. The second thing that I think it does is also provide buying power, right? That we're leveraging, you know, your membership to bring buying power from these vendors to the farm.
One of those business partners I'm looking at over in the corner, and that's one that agriculture maybe wouldn't think about being a business partner in this venture, and that's Google. Obviously, Google, big in technology, big in maps, big in, as you that was said earlier in the thing, they probably know more about Landis than Landis knows about Landis, but that's their job. How does Google become a part of this situation?
Well, first of all, it's about networking, right? Our CEO, Matt Carstens, I think is, you know, a bit of a celebrity in this space. You know, he's out there, he's on panels, he's doing interviews, he's talking about the plight of the farmer, he's talking about, you know, the differentiation in between, you know, farming the way we have the last 100 years and how we're going to farm the next 100 years. And so that networking that Matt does, that outreach that he does into that, you know, ag space, sustainability space, I think leads to relationships like this. I also think the leadership at Landis has repositioned this cooperative to the point where people have to pay attention to what is going on. When you have an innovation center, when you have a process to bring technology to the farmer, you know, not only 5 and 10 years away, which we're looking at, but also 30 and 60 days, you know, so usable now and coming in the future. So I think that's how we got to this place.
So obviously the desire for this is to grow exponentially and get beyond what it is to where we start today. Obviously this is for the Landis members and stuff, but where could this grow beyond Landis, or where it could be a part of helping farmers beyond Landis members, or where do you see this going if this can really just take off with the help of the farmers sharing that data?
Well, first of all, I think the way you look at growth is how we've, you know, change the face of merger and acquisition, how we call it optimization, and we're building, you know, really effective partnerships in collaboration with these other entities, you know, co-ops and stuff. So first of all, that's one way to greatly expand the reach of innovation and technology, is through good collaborative partnerships. The second thing is, you know, being different in this space, where everybody in that downstream, you know, space is looking at, the one thing they want is access to the farmer, right? That's the magic bullet in all of this. And so if you're a big consumer packaging company, or, you know, a grain company, you're looking for access to these farmers. And as we expand our network through optimization, obviously the impact of our farmers expands. So that's how I think, you know, we carry this forward.
Well, Chad, I thank you so much for giving us the background of this Innovation Center, and look forward to hearing more of its growth and its help in the future.
Thanks, Dustin. I really appreciate you getting the message out there, coming here today, taking a look at what's going on. Come back anytime, and we'll keep talking about what's happening.
All right, that's Chad Bloom here at Landis.